but there is a good study desk in there.
Yes, I wouldn't mind a desk like that myself, actually. It's better than mine. It's got 3 drawers. Mine hasn't got any at all.
Why don't you put it in your study, then?
It's too big. There isn't much room in there.
I suppose not, because the desk has got shelves on top as well. They're really handy for putting books on. Now, what else?
What about the location? We could say it's close to transport. We're really lucky, because we've got the bus and the train nearby.
That's true. And what shall we say about the rent? Shall we ask for £50 a week, or is that too little?
Well, let's say it includes electricity and any other household bills and make it £60. Our expenses are bound to go up with an extra person in the house.
Yes, you're right. I hadn't thought of that. Now, pass me the newspaper.
I thought you'd already read the news today.
Yes, I have. But there are lots of advertisements for accommodation, and I want to look at them before we finish ours.
Recording 7.
Alan, will you help me write this advertisement for the spare room?
Yes, we've got so much space. It would be great to get some money to help with the rent.
Now, we need to make it sound inviting.
Well, the room might be on the small side, but the windows are very big, so the natural light is really nice. Few rooms have such good natural light.
Yeah, it's a great room for working in during the day, and it's also got a great view of the garden.
Exactly. What should we say about the furniture?
Well, it's not luxurious, but it is very comfortable.
Hmm.
The room has everything you need. Oh, except they will need to bring their own lamp. Both of the lights in the ceiling are really old and not very bright.
That's true. But it has got a nice bed.
Yes, and it's got a great wardrobe, which has even got a few shelves for clothes as well. They will need to bring their own mirror if they want one, though.
Yes, there isn't one in the room at the moment. Now, there's no room for a bedside table,